As I was driving there, I felt the Lord's giving me two scriptures to share with the church today. It says in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." So never despise the days of small beginnings. When we venture out to do something bigger and greater for God, God rejoices when the work begins. And he rejoices to see that we have the plumb line in our hands. So Job chapter 8, 7 says, "Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end will be increased abundantly." So even though that we start small, we're not going to end up small. And we thank God for that. This morning, if you have an hour or two, I want to quickly speak to you from the topic, a ripple effect. A ripple effect. I said it in the earlier service. Being just here in this church today makes you part of a ripple effect that started in 1994 in a small city in South Africa. You might be here today for the very first time. You might be here for a while. But just being in this service today, being part of this church, I want to let you know that you are part of a ripple effect. Even though it might just be your only day today with us, and hopefully that will not be, but that makes you part. Being in this service today makes you part of a ripple effect that started in 1994 in a small city in South Africa. And I want you to look at your neighbor to the left and just tell them you look cool. Find another one on your right, tell them you look all right. Then look back and tell a neighbor you are part of a ripple effect. Find somebody else. Just, you know, we just need to break this, this tube couch culture, you know. Just turn around, say hi to somebody. Just tell them you are part of a ripple effect. So what is a ripple? Let's talk about it, a ripple effect. So let's look at what a ripple is. The dictionary says the following: a ripple is a small wave or series of waves on the surface of water, especially as caused by a slight breeze or an object dropping into it. So what is a ripple? A ripple is small waves running on the face of the water. It's been caused by a light breeze or something that's get dropped in the water. So it's very simple to imagine it in your own eyes. You see the calm lake. There's nothing. It's like a mirror all over. And you take a pebble and you throw it into the water. And then suddenly there's small waves going all over. Now, you've caused that ripple. But a small breeze can also cause a ripple in a pond or a lake or on water. A ripple is to move in small waves. It is to move in small waves. It is to pass through or over something or somebody. So when we're talking about a ripple, it's to pass through or pass over anything or someone. It is to form or display little waves on a surface as disturbed water does. A ripple is to rise and fall gently in tone or volume. You get it. That's a ripple. You get the picture in your mind. The ripple. It's going slowly, in tune, wave up, wave down. It goes through people or over people, through things or over things. Like sound waves. A sound wave can go through you or over you. Are you guys with me? So that is a ripple. And a ripple has to do with movement. When you see a ripple, you see movement in action. Movement that is caused by something. You know, a ripple is caused by something. It's either something that gets dropped in the water or a light breeze that causes it. But it's movement in its movement, and it's caused by something. Like an object being dropped in calm water. It's the creation of waves that move up and down in a gentle tone. A ripple is to pass through or over something or somebody. Now, what is an effect? Effect is something that is produced by a cause. Any guys that had physics at university school, put up your hand. You know, there's not a lot of us, but anyway. there's a well-known term, cause and effect. Now, to create an effect, there has to be a cause. So what is an effect? An effect is something that is produced by a cause. Are you guys with me? It's power to produce result or influence. So when you experience an effect, it has the power to produce result or results or influence. An effect is the state of being operative or functional. It's operational. You know, you're here today. I said to you, you're part of a ripple effect. This church is functional and operational. This church has the power. This atmosphere here has the power to influence your life. It has the power to change your life. Are you guys with me? It is the making of a desirable impression. So when we're talking about effect, it is the making of a desirable impression. Now, to have an effect, you need to have a cause. A cause that disturbs the calm of the water. Now, you might be here today and your life is, you know, you think your life is in place and everything is going for you and it's cool and stuff. But God might just drop a pebble today in your ocean and cause a ripple effect. And it will put something in motion. And that motion will produce power to influence and to change. Are you guys with me? Am I talking to somebody? We're talking about a ripple effect. I said to you that you are part, being here in this service today or listening under my voice, you are part of a ripple effect that started in 1994 in a small town called Bloemfontein. A man and a woman caused an effect that caused a ripple effect that is touching you here today. Not even knowing it, you are part of this ripple effect. Started in 1994. Are you guys with me? An effect is the state of being operative or functional. An effect is not sitting in a seat doing nothing. When you're part of a ripple effect, you can't do nothing. Then you're not part of that ripple effect because it's not working through you. It is not even working in you. Oh, that's deep. That's for somebody that is just sitting in church. You know, God doesn't sit with the sitters. God moves with the movers. Amen. He moves with those who are in the ripple effect. Are you still with me? It leaves a desirable impression. It leaves a desirable impression. A ripple effect, listen to this, is a situation in which one event causes or influence a series of other events to happen. A ripple effect is a situation where one event can cause a series of events to happen. I said to you that you are part of a ripple effect being in this church today. This effect started 1994. God caused a situation that put into motion different events to happen. Meaning God spoke to a man's heart to start a vision, to plant churches all over the world, that caused an action in the man's heart that put into motion other stuff happening. So one church started, another church started, another church started. It crossed from one city to another, from one continent to another. It crossed oceans and it came in London to London in 2002. And it didn't stop there because the ripple effect is something that's moving. It is releasing power. It is operational. And it started in this congregation and then moved to another one in Wembley, in Wimbledon, and now in Wembley, and then in Amsterdam, and then in Edinburgh. You are part of a ripple effect. Are you seeing this? A ripple effect is functional. It's operational. It's movement in action. It is caused by something, but it's constantly moving. The ripple effect is the notion that one single action has an effect over several different entities. An entity can be anything. Are you guys married, Pastor Stephen? Are you sure? Okay, but they are married. They are an entity, amen? But in that marriage, they are also different entities themselves. So a ripple effect is the notion that one action can cause a a series of actions and reactions, are you guys with me? Or effects through different or several entities. One God touched one man's heart, he put it in action. It started the church that influenced a city, then from a city moves to another city, that influenced that city, and from that city moved to another city, then influenced the nation, and then from that nation to another nation. They're touching different entities all along. Why? Because a ripple effect works in and through people or over people. Are you guys with me? A single action can have an effect over or through several different of entities. And I am here today as a result of allowing this ripple effect to touch my life and allowing it to work in and through me to cause ripple effects all over and everywhere I go, touching lives and changing and again working in and through them. A ripple effect can be for the good of something or someone. Or a ripple effect can be for the destruction of someone or something. Now, I just want to park a little bit here because I want to explain it. A ripple effect can be for the good of someone or something, or it can be for the destruction of someone and something. Now, how can a ripple effect, what is a good picture of a ripple effect that is created for destruction? It's a tsunami. A tsunami is when the sea plates move just a little bit under the sea, and it caused that movement caused a rip effect. The effect is wave after wave growing and growing, and somewhere it will lead a way of destruction. I can't remember exactly if it 2002 or 2004, there was a huge tsunami in Indonesia, in Asia, and that caused the death of over 250,000 people in a day. Now, that ripple effect was for the destruction of people and things, but not for positive influence into people and things. Do you understand that? Now, the worst ripple effect, and I'm laying a foundation for where I'm going, the worst ripple effect in the history of mankind was not that tsunami that we are talking about, but a ripple effect that started 6,000 years ago in a garden. 6,000 years ago in a garden, something started that caused a ripple effect that is touching lives today. It is not touching lives for positive influence or life. It is touching lives for destruction. So as you are here today, I tell you that you are part of a ripple effect that started in 1994 in South Africa, being in this service. But if you're here today, you also need to know that you are part of a ripple effect that started 6,000 years ago in a garden. It is the worst ripple effect of destruction that mankind has ever seen. You are part of that. Some of you are part of that. Some of you ain't part of that anymore, but being born in this world, every human being, unfortunately, when they are born, are part of that ripple effect that started 6,000 years ago, and it's still moving. That ripple effect is still moving from generation to generation, from father to son, from mother to daughter, and it's constantly moving, and it's constantly bringing destruction wherever it goes. Mankind today is still experiencing the ripples and the effects of that day. One action of a man caused an effect working like waves in and through people's lives from generation to generation till today. And I want to talk a little bit about that effect, because we as humans need to know about that ripple effect. You need to know today that some of you are part of that ripple effect of destruction, and some of you are part of a different ripple effect, and you have a ripple effect that is for positive change and life, and you have ripple effects that is not there for positive change, but for the destruction of mankind. And the biggest ripple effect ever caused was by a man in a garden 6,000 years ago.
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 it says, and the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. The Lord God planted the garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Then chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent, who was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord had made, and he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows, in that day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. It's amazing. God created a perfect world. He created perfect circumstances. He created man like himself. He gave man a wonderful place. He gave man a wonderful mind. He gave man everything wonderful. He placed man in the garden and he tells the man, you can have fun in this garden, bro. You can do whatever you want. All I want you to is to take care of it. But I want you to eat of everything. And you are allowed to eat of everything, but there's one tree in the midst of the garden that I suggest you should not eat from. Because when you eat of that tree, you will surely die. What happened then, in the next chapter, we find the devil coming in telling them that they will not die. You will not go to hell. You will not do this. God didn't say this. God's a good God. God's a loving Father. And the Bible says that they looked at it and they thought, wow, it is good for food. It is desirable for wisdom. And maybe we should try it. They try it. And from that day onwards, we find a ripple effect going through generation and generation in human history, touching lives and working in and through people, go from city to city, nation to nation, country to country, no boundaries. And it's causing death and destruction. Now, you might say it to me, but death and destruction. We are all very familiar about when it comes to death. Anybody here that never have lost a loved one? You haven't lost an uncle, an aunt. You have never lost anybody to death. We all are very familiar to death. I mean, you just look in the mirror today. Now, take 10 years from now and look again. You see something is busy dying. And it's not other, it's you. So unfortunately, in this perfect environment that God created, this perfect beings God created, somebody stepped in and fooled man. And what God said would happen, happened. From that day onwards, we find a ripple effect working in and through people, in and through cities, going around the world, causing an effect called sin and death. Sin and death, wherever it goes. But 4,000 years later, 6,000 years, this ripple effect was put in motion. Then 4,000 years after that, we find the writers of the New Testament in the book of Romans telling us the cause of that ripple effect. Now you might ask, why did it take them 4,000 years to realize that? You see, the Bible says this book, read without the Spirit, will lead to death. But it's the Spirit that gives life. 4,000 years after that day, the writers, or a writer in the New Testament, realized that the cause of the ripple effect that is 4,000 years later still affecting the lives of every human being happened in that garden. There was a cause in that garden. In Romans chapter 12, chapter 5 verse 12, it says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and this death spread to all men, because all sinned. Suddenly, he realized that the cause of the destructive ripple effect in human beings' lives is sin. And when sin came in, death followed. When sin came in, death followed. And made all men sinners. You see, the effect of that wave of sin is way working slowly but gradually through mankind and through our world from generation to generation. And the effect of that sin was death to everything that's living in our world. This effect caused the release of producing results that is leading to death instead of leading to life, influenced mankind negatively instead of influenced mankind positively. The effect of sin is creating a state of death being operative and functional in creation. Stay with me. The effect of sin left an undesired impression on creation. It was not what creation was created for. It was not what you and I were created for. It left an undesirable impression on creation. And this situation caused a series of events to happen. It was a single action of a man that had an eternal effect in the lives of many and thousands and even billions of mankind afterwards. It disturbed the peace between God and man and caused a negative ripple effect working for the destruction of mankind and leading men to be what God has not made them to be. And what caused this destructive ripple effect in the human race? In Romans chapter 5, 19, it says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Friends, you can be part of many ripple effects on this at the same time. You get a calm water. You throw one pebble, you throw another pebble, you throw another pebble, and you cause ripple effects in the same pond. You are sitting here, some of you. I tell you, every one of you here today is part of a ripple effect that started in 1994 just because you are being in this service today. But some of you are in this service today. You are part of that ripple effect that was caused 6,000 years ago in a garden. That is working wave after wave through and over people, generations, continents, seas, for the destruction of your life and the lives of many. But then there's others here as well that is part of a different ripple effect. An effect that is not causing destruction, but an effect that is rippling and causing an effect of life and eternal life for mankind. In this scripture, The writer is giving us the cause of that destructive effect in the garden 6,000 years ago. He says the disobedience of one man led to that. But in the same scripture, he gives us the outcome and the victory over that. He says, but the obedience of another man counteract, worked against that negative, destructive ripple effect. One simple disobedience was the cause of the ripple effect. And friends, disobedience today will also cause negative ripple effects in our lives. But 2,000 years ago, God caused a ripple effect to hit this world, to hit creation. It's the ripple effect caused by God's love and the obedience of one man called Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. As one man messed it up 6,000 years ago, another man came 4,000 years later and gave us the cause of the negative, destructive ripple effect destroying mankind. He tells us disobedience to God's word was the cause of it. Then I'm telling you today that 2,000 years ago, God himself caused a ripple effect like a tsunami to flood this world that is not for the destruction of your life and those around you, but it is to produce life and eternal life through it. It is the ripple effect of God's love and through the obedience of a man called Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 5:14, it says, "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of God of one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many." I'm telling you here today, friends, this ripple effect caused by God's love and Jesus' obedience, in fact, will swallow up the destructive ripple effect that Adam started 6,000 years ago in the garden. God even says in the Bible that Jesus will swallow up death, telling you that the ripple effect that is destroying mankind will someday be stopped by the effect that God caused through his son Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. And you can choose today in what ripple effect you are part of. Not choosing make you part of the one caused 6,000 years ago. But being here today, God is shouting out to you and say, listen, I have caused a ripple effect that is now moving in and through people, in and through cities, in and through things, and is walking wave after wave from person to person, and it's leading and releasing the power to influence you positively. It's bringing power and motion and functionality being operative in every generation and in every city to bring hope, to bring a future, to bring eternal life. And today, every person under my voice can experience this ripple effect of God's love and his obedience through Jesus Christ that's made available 2,000 years ago. God, through Jesus, caused such a ripple effect far greater than the one Adam caused 6,000 years ago in the garden. This ripple effect is releasing the power to produce positive results in our lives. This ripple effect is releasing power to produce positive influence in and through our lives. This ripple effect is operative and it is functional in this service under my voice. And it will leave a desired impression on your life if you can grasp it. It is not something that will happen. Just being here today, you might come into the service and you feel, but hey, I went to church a few times in my life, but I've never felt this. I thought I'm not going to like church, but this is actually okay. I just don't know what it is. You just know, it's something different in this place. It is the ripple effect that God caused 2,000 years ago through Jesus' obedience and his love that is now wanting to work in and through you. It is a gentle tone of his love coming, washing over you, creating wave after wave, touching your life. And God wants to work in and through you because God wanted to cause a ripple effect first in your life so that it can go through your life and touching many other entities and people. Your faith in God's ripple effect can cause or influence a series of events to happen in your life. A single action from your side can have an effect that puts into motion several different effects and aspects in other people's lives. You have the chance here today to allow God's ripple effect to touch your life, to rip you from Adam's ripple effect, and then to produce an effect in your life that will change not just your own life, but every person that you ever will meet in the future. In Acts chapter 2, verse 36, we find Jesus leaving this ripple effect in the hands of his disciples. He came into their lives and he caused a ripple effect that worked in them, and it's now working through them, touching first their family members, their cities, their nation. And Jesus is leaving this to his disciples. He's going up back into heaven to his Father. And what happens, they're starting to put this thing in motion. The moment they put it in motion, God's Spirit moves through them and start to touch people in the city. They experience this ripple effect in motion by people speaking in other tongues, people prophesying that God is good, that Jesus is Lord. A bunch of Jewish people sit around and see these people going like crazy, nuts. Like when you come to our church, you think we are nuts. Crazy. How can these people worship God like this? And how can they jump up and down? And how can they cry in the public? And come on. They also looked at it and said, but this is not, what's this? This is crazy, man. Church can't be like this. And then Peter stood up and he said, listen, let me explain to you guys what's happening over here. He says, listen, this thing that you've caused a few weeks ago, killing that man on the cross, has this effect in people. He's saying, you caused something there that has now created a ripple effect that can't be stopped and is now working in and through these people. And what you are experiencing is the spirit of the man that you've killed there speaking through these vessels. And he's explaining to them that if they, even though you are Jews and you think you are right and you think that you're cool because you were born a Christian, he says to them, no. He says, you've killed the Son of God, so you can't be right. And the Bible says here, let's see what the Bible says. He says here, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you've crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now I want to show you something over here. Because many of us don't see the following as a positive action. What caused this ripple effect, and we're going to finish this, you will see, in the lives of these people, is the following. They listened to the man that was speaking to them. Friends, listening can be a very positive action in your life. By just allowing me to speak to you today, opening up your heart and truly listening is a positive action that you can take that can cause a ripple effect in a moment in your life. What happened over here? Number one, these people had a positive action just to listen intently. That listening caused something else, that their hearts were touched. Suddenly, their hearts were touched. They realized, but wow, what this man is saying is true. I thought I was right, but clearly I am not. It allowed God's work to wash over them. The action of listening had an effect of allowing God's word to touch their lives and then caused something. It caused them to ask, what must we do? What must we do to be right with God? Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord will call. Look at this. A positive action of listening allowed the word to penetrate their hearts. When it penetrated their hearts, it caused the effect of asking, what must we do? It's amazing when you ask, what must I do, that God will always answer. Because I know in this service today, there's people constantly asking God, God, what must I do to be right with you? What must I do to change? And it's amazing how a positive action caused a ripple effect for God to speak to them. And God says, repent. Another positive action you can do. An action that will cause a ripple effect in your life. Then working in and through you and then through other entities. What must we do? He says, repent of your sins. Be baptized in water and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and the promise that it's not just for you, but it will have the same effect in your children's children and into everybody that will receive it. One action of true repentance will cause a ripple effect in the lives of those Jesus has called. One action. How do you get to that action from your side? Just have a positive action to listen. You are part of a ripple effect that was caused 6,000 years ago in a garden. It wasn't your fault. But it's moving in and through mankind from generation to generation. It cannot be stopped. It's impossible to stop it. Wherever it goes, it brings death and destruction. It is called sin. It is cause of sin was disobedience to what God wanted for us. Choosing another way except God's way. And then God stepped in 4,000 years later. He caused a new ripple effect that is far greater than the one in the garden. And he caused it by His love and the obedience of His Son dying on a cross for us. And God is shouting out today to some of you and saying, you can allow my ripple effect to rule your life, or you can allow Adam's ripple effect to destroy your life. And 40 years ago, I allowed God's ripple effect to come into my life, into motion. I came to a point to ask, what must I do? Because I came to church many a times. I grew up in church, thought I was right because I was called a Christian. But I lived like the devil day in, day out. Every night I go to bed, I knew that I don't have the assurance of eternal life. And one day, a person shared with me and said to me, listen, bro, you need to sort out the real issue. The real issue is not that God doesn't love you. The real issue is not that you're going to make it. The real issue is not that you're not good enough. The real issue is not all the issues that you think it is, that your mom has left you and that your father has left you and that nobody loves you and nobody cares about you. See, the real issue is sin. So you can be in church all your life unless you deal with sin. Sin will always bring in death. And then he shared with me the ripple effect God's love and Jesus' obedience caused 2,000 years ago. And he said to me, become part of this, because this thing will put your life in a different movement. This thing will put your life into movements of God, where God will wash over you time after time, season after seasons. The love of God, the wave of God's grace and mercy and acceptance will flow in and through you, and it will cause a positive action in your life and positive results, and you will become a man of influence for the good instead of for destruction. And I said, what should I do? And I said, you need to repent of your sins. 14 years ago, for the first time in my life, I did a positive action. I really repented. When I repented, truly repented, that's why true repentance will always lead to another positive action, and another positive action, and another positive action, and another positive action. And true repentance led to baptism, and baptism led to being filled with the Holy Spirit, and being filled with the Holy Spirit led to speaking in tongues, and to be planted in church, to be punk. You see, and then I became part of God's ripple effect, and as God was working through me, suddenly it is touching other entities and people and nations. And it took me 27 years to get out of that destructive one. It took me a moment to get into God's positive, constructive, eternal ripple effect that God is not just changing my life, but He's changing people's lives through my life. And I'm here to tell you here this morning, my friend, that God is calling out your name and He's telling you, stop being part of Adam's destructive ripple effect, become part of God's positive, eternal ripple effect that will cause life and eternal life in your life and in the lives of others. You have the choice today to become part of that. You are part of a ripple effect. Being in this church service, you are part of our ripple effect called CLC. Leaving here without Jesus keeps you part of the ripple effect of Adam caused 6,000 years ago in a garden. It's a destructive, evil, leading to death effect in your own life and everything you touch. But leaving here today with God's ripple effect of His love and Jesus' obedience on the cross, you accepting that will start a motion in your life of God working in and through you, changing your life and lives all over positively with the love and the obedience of Jesus Christ. And I pray today that you will see, that you will see this and realize like I realized 14 years ago. All I need to do is to deal with sin. And when Jesus comes in, life comes in. When Jesus comes in, restoration comes in. When Jesus comes in, acceptance comes in. And when Jesus comes in, love and grace and mercy comes in. And a positive motion towards God and towards God's things is being put into motion. And when I sleep, God's wave of love and grace and mercy is washing over and through me. When I wake up and allow God, His wave of mercy, grace, and love is working in and through me, and it's having an effect. And I pray today that you will say yes to God's ripple effect and allow Him to come and work in and through you like He said so clearly in this book. It's His desire to live in and through you, causing life to come from your life, causing positive influence and productivity to move through your life. And I pray that you will be part of this church because we believe we are operative and functional in this tsunami of God's love and obedience of Christ, making a effect in this city, in every borough, and all over this nation. And we need you, because there's people that only you can touch. There's people that only you know, that you can influence and allow God to work in and through you. And may you be that person that says yes to Jesus today. Maybe you're here today and you once said yes to Jesus, but you've stopped that flow to work in and through you. Oh, I pray that you will come back today and reconnect to Him and allow Him to use you. Just allow Him to flow through you and cause this ripple effect to keep on moving. One person to another, city to another city, nation to another nation, continent to another continent. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence right now in this place. Thank you, Lord, that when these men in the scripture heard what they should do, the Bible says that immediately they repented and got baptized. And that same day, 3,000 men and women were added to the church. Thank you, Lord, that even today we know that because of this sermon that Peter preached more than 2,000 years ago, that same effect is felt right now in this service. That same ripple effect is touching lives right now and hearts right now. And my friend, if you are here today and you say, Tabu, that's me. If I am honest to myself and you, I know that my life is not right with God. I do not have the assurance of eternal life. I never really knew that God loved me so much that He sent His Son to die for me on a cross 2,000 years ago so that I can have life and have it in abundance. I never knew that God is after me because He wants to use me to change and influence lives positively with His love and His grace. My friend, if it's you, then I want to tell you, I need to pray with you, because before we go today, I want to give you the opportunity to make right with Jesus. I want to give you the opportunity to be used by God. I want you to reconnect with your destiny and your purpose. And if it's you that I'm talking about and you say, Tabu, that's me, wherever you are in this auditorium, while all eyes are closed and heads are bowed, you want me to include you in this prayer. You want to say yes to God. You want to be used by Him. You want this ripple effect to touch your life and work through your life to change other people's lives. And I ask you, and I please pray with you while all eyes are closed and heads are bowed. And you say, that's me. I want you to quietly just slip your hand quickly. Just wave to me. Just say, Tabu, here I am. Thank you, I see your hand. Thank you, I see your hand. Come on. This is a safe place to make a good choice. Just say yes to Jesus. I thank God that 14 years ago I said yes. And that power has been released, that motion in my life. And I tell you today through this, in this service, that same ripple effect is going to cause the same effects in your life. If you haven't put up your hand yet, you know you should. Slip it up high. Say, Tabu, here I am. You might be on the balcony in the back. You sit here in the front. Don't let anything pass you by right now.
I want every one of you to look up to me. You know what? God loves you so much. This whole service is arranged for this moment. I want to tell you that no man can ever get you to make this decision. Only the Spirit of God can. That means you've just heard the voice of God telling you, come back home. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer. I want you to pray this with faith in your heart. I want you to make a decision. I want you to give it all to Jesus. You know, when you give it all to Him, you've got nothing more to give. He takes it all. And in a moment, He's going to do that in your life. And if God can change me, God can change you. If God can use me, God can use you. And I can see the presence of God over all four or five of you. So I want everyone else to stretch out to them. I want you to please close your eyes and just pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you that I know today that you love me. Please forgive me for all my sins. I repent today and I ask you for forgiveness. I receive it and I thank you for Jesus, that today I know that I'm born again, that you've accepted me, that I am yours. Father, I believe with all my heart that Jesus is your Son, that He died for me so that I can have eternal life. I receive it and I thank you for it. Use me as you've used Jesus for your glory in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you by CRC London. For more information about our services, venue locations, or any other information, please visit our website www.crclondon.com. CRC London, building one church in many locations.